So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses a question regarding pishnayim, the double portion that a bechor receives in his father's assets. Pishnayim ke'echad, do we say that the bechor receives an additional portion equivalent to one son? For example, if there were an all five sons, the assets are divided into six portions, of which the bechor gets two portions, and the other four brothers each get one portion. Or, pishnayim mechalan nechasim, the bechor gets two-thirds of all the father's assets. And if there were five sons, the assets are divided into three portions, of which the bechor gets two portions, and the other four brothers split the remaining third. The Braisa concludes that Pishnayim ke'echad because the pasuk regarding Pishnayim states, V'hoyi b'yom hanchila es banav. Hatayra ribsa nachla itzel achan. The pasuk added to the portion of the other brothers. The Gemara cites another proof from Yosef HaTzadik, who was given the double portion of a Bechair, as the pasuk states, Ki Yehuda gaba ba'achib l'nagid mimenu ba'bechair li Yosef. And Yosef received only Pishnayim ke'echad, as the pasuk states, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim, Mishim, and Yuli. Yosef's two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, received portions in Eretz Yisrael like two other sons of Yaakov. The Gemara proceeds with an agadic discussion regarding the Bechair of Yosef. Bo'im in the Reb Chelba Mereb Yishmol Bar Nachmeni. Ma ra Yaakov shenotel Bechair miRuven and not benas leYosef? Why did Yaakov in a transfer the Bechair from Reuven to Yosef and not to one of his other sons? Shmuel ben Achmeni answered, Moshe lebalabayish agidol yosem b'teich beisoy. Liyamim hesher oisa yosem v'omer ahanihu lebalabayish menichsei. Yaakov repaid Yosef for supporting him and his family during the famine by giving him the Bechair. Reb Chelba, however, rejected this explanation because omalei v'ilav d'chot the Reuven lemahani leYosef v'lemidam. If the Bechair had not become available as a result of Ched Reuven, would Yaakov not have repaid Yosef with anything? Of course he would. Therefore, we must say that he repaid Yosef with the exclusive brachas of a Yidgul Rav, and Yosef received the Bechair for a different reason. Ru'uya Yosef Bechair lotzis mirachel, alisha kadmasa Leah berachamim. Rachel was meant to bear the firstborn son of Yaakov, but Leah, through her many prayers, merited to give birth to Reuven before Rachel gave birth to Yosef. And the merit of Rachel's extreme modesty, Hashem returned the Bechair to her son Yosef. As the Gemara elaborates, Kadmasa le Barachmim, Shaysa Baicha at Shanishu Rise and Neha, Shaysa Shamas, al Prashas Drachim, Bene Adam Shay Aimrim, Shne Vanim Yeshla le Rivka, Shte Banis Yeshla le Lovin, Gadel le Gadel, Victana le Cotton. Leah cried repeatedly until her lashes fell out from her tears, because as the oldest daughter of Lovin, she was destined to marry Esav Arasha, the oldest son of Rivka. And for this reason, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Leah, When Hashem saw to what extent Leah despised the wickedness of Esav, she merited to bear Yaakov's firstborn son Reuven. And Sneas Esav Baba Rachel, as the pasuk relates, V'yagid Yaakov l'Rachel ki'achia v'yahu, amala mincevisli, amalei in. Miu abramohu v'lo yachlislei, masla simonim. When Yaakov expressed his desire to marry Rachel, she told him that her father Lavan would attempt to trick him into marrying Leah. And for this reason, Yaakov gave Rachel a secret message through which he would know that she is in fact Rachel and not Leah. However, when Lavan gave Leah to Yaakov, Rachel gave over the secret message to Leah so that she would not be shamed. Therefore, in this merit, Hashem returned the Bechair to Rachel's son, Yosef. The Gemara proceeds with another agadic question. In Parashas VeYigash, the pasuk states, "Kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov haba Mitzrayim ashivim." B'chlala nata meitzi shivim, b'frat nata meitzi shivim chaser echad. In the total count of Yaakov and his family, there were 70 people when they came to Mitzrayim, while in the individual count of each family, there were only 69 people. As Rashbam explains, "Umemnei Leah chaser." The one missing was from Leah's descendants, as the pasuk says, her family was 33 people, while in the individual count, it was only 32 people. The Gemara explains, the missing person was Yecheved, who was conceived on the way to Mitzrayim, but she was born only after they arrived in Mitzrayim. As the pasuk states, Asher yolda oisa lelevi b'mitzrayim, leidasa b'mitzrayim, ve'in hayrasa b'mitzrayim. As the Rashbam explains, Yecheved was not mentioned in the individual count because she was not born yet. The Gemara proceeds with another question in the pasuk that states, "Vayhikash yolda Rachel es Yosef, vayom Yaakov alavin shalcheni ve'elchel mekemi la'artzi." Maishna ki is yolda Yosef. The pasuk implies that only after Yosef is born did Yaakovin return to Eretz Yisrael. because Ra Yaakov Vinashin Zarishal Esav Nimsrael Biyad Zarishal Yosef. Yaakov was afraid of Esav, and he knew that only Yosef and his descendants have the ability to defeat Esav and his descendants, as the pasuk states, "V'hoyu beis Yaakov Eish ubeis Yosef Lahava ubeis Esav Lakash Legaimer." The Gemara resumes with the halacha of Pishnayim, the double portion that a bechor receives in his father's assets. Tan Rabbanan. A Bechor, the son of a Kohen, is entitled to a double portion in the matonis his father receives from a Yisrael, and the Bechor gets pishnayim in the carbon left by the father. As the Gemara explains regarding Yisrael b'l'chayayim b'keva, even if the father had not yet received the matonis while he was alive, the Bechor is entitled to pishnayim, and this is not considered ro, not in his father's possession, because this is a case of b'makiri kuhuna askinan u'de'ishtochet b'chayid abun. The Yisrael was a friend of the father who always gave the matonis to him, and the animal was slaughtered while the father was still alive. Therefore, the father was already considered muhsik in the matonis from when the animal was slaughtered, because the Mishnah holds matonis lahumu kemisha humer domo. The Kohen acquires matanis even before they were separated. And regarding Mukdashin, Mukachim Kalim, Valibri Risa Glili Da'amamam Bailamhu. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Glili's opinion that an animal of Kachim with a lesser degree of sanctity, such as a carbon shlamim, is still considered its own as personal property. Therefore, after his death, the animal can be transferred to his heirs.